Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Supporters of the Israeli and the Palestinian causes marched through London on Saturday as demonstrators across the world marked 1 year since the October 7th attacks and the beginning of the war in Gaza. Protests took place in countries worldwide on Saturday, with more expected through the weekend ahead of the 1 year anniversary of the Hamas-led attack into Israel on Monday. The attack, in which Israel says 1,200 people were killed and over 250 taken hostage, ignited the war that has devastated Gaza. According to Gaza health authorities, the war has displaced most of its 2.3 million population and killed over 41,800 people. The potential successor to slain Hezbollah leader Syed Hassan Nasrallah has been out of contact since Friday. David Doyle from Reuters reports.
That's after an Israeli airstrike reportedly targeted Hashem Safieddine in Beirut's southern suburbs late on Thursday. The security source and two others said ongoing strikes have kept rescue workers from scouring the site of the attack. An Israeli lieutenant colonel said on Friday that the military was still assessing the Thursday night airstrikes. He said they had targeted Hezbollah's intelligence headquarters. Hezbollah has made no comment so far on Safieddine since the attack.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Ukrainian forces say they have shot down a Russian fighter plane while Russia claimed it made gains in Ukraine's east. Photos showed charred remains of the aircraft after it landed on a house that caught fire in the partially occupied Donetsk province. In the same province, Russia's defense ministry claimed that it had taken control of a village. If confirmed, the capture would come 3 days after Ukrainian forces said they were withdrawing from the nearby frontline town of Volodar following a hard-fought two-year defense. This is VOA News. Rescuers dug through rubble in the village of Donya Yablanitska on Saturday morning in search of people who went missing in Bosnia's deadliest flood in years. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
Flash flooding on Friday tore through a quarry above the village, pouring rubble and dirt over homes and cars. The quarry collapse awoke residents. Glusik says when she went to bed, she heard loud roars that resembled an earthquake. Nizama Begovic shared the same experience. I heard a tremendous rumble, she says. I also heard screams, and then all went silent. An official on Saturday said at least 13 people were killed in the Yablanitska area.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. The U.S. Supreme Court's new term is opening, with a handful of important cases set to be heard and the possibility that the justices will be asked to get involved in election disputes. The justices will be back on the bench Monday. Important cases dock the court's calendar beginning Tuesday. The court will take up several cases during the new term, including a challenge to a Biden administration attempt to regulate hard-to-trace ghost guns, a challenge from the Biden administration and families of transgender minors in Tennessee to a federal appeals court ruling that upheld the state's ban on gender-affirming care for minors, and the justices will take up the latest twist in Oklahoma death row inmate Richard Glossop's long quest for freedom. Russian prosecutors are seeking a 7-year sentence for a U.S. man accused of fighting for Ukraine. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
They're asking the court to take into account 72-year-old Stephen Hubbard's age, adding that he's admitting guilt. Hubbard reportedly underwent training and fought with the Ukrainian military as a mercenary until being detained by Russian forces in 2022. Prosecutors are asking that Hubbard serves the sentence in a maximum security jail. In Russia, participating in mercenary activities is a criminal offense punishable by imprisonment up to 15 years. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Congolese authorities have started vaccinations against Mpox, nearly 2 months after the disease outbreak that spread from Congo to several other African countries and beyond was declared a global emergency. Officials kicked off the campaign in the eastern city of Goma in North Kivu province. Health Minister Roger Kamba said this week, although most Mpox infections and deaths recorded in Congo are in children under age 15, the doses being administered are only meant for adults and will be given to at-risk populations and frontline workers. Congo has about 30,000 suspected Mpox cases and 859 deaths. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.